whether you're at the end of your rope or feel trapped in a situation that is holding you back, I'm here to help you fix and rise above. You're not alone. Hi, I'm Christine Kozachuk, and I've been exactly where you are. I went from a life of poverty and abuse to success in business and life. Through my own self-discovery, I learned that the key to overcoming tough obstacles is to start with yourself. What is it that's holding you back from your true magnificence? What thoughts are swirling around your head that cause doubt and prevent you from moving forward? Let me join you in your journey to discover your truth and find solutions to help you live the life you deserve. Visit my website, fixandrise.com, and let's do this together.
Welcome to Women Who Triumph, episode number 31. On today's show, we have Masha Malka. Masha is a successful entrepreneur, best-selling author, international speaker, and a mentor to thousands of people around the world. She knows what it takes to effectively balance the demands of a growing career with three children, family, friends, and personal needs. She is passionate to show others how they can do it too. Masha is a Russian-American living between Marbella, Spain, and Miami. Masha, welcome to Women Who Triumph, and I want to thank you so much for allowing me to interview you and you telling your story to the world to help women and young girls all across the world. It's a passion of mine that comes from my story, that I never want a girl to know that they're alone, that they can reach out to someone and to talk to them and have someone mentor them in a way that they can triumph to the top. So share a little bit about yourself, of what you had to go through to be who you are today.
Well, hi, Christine. It's wonderful to be here with you. Thank you so much for asking me to be on your very important show. I guess my story, the interesting part of my story, started when I was 17 and very unexpectedly became a refugee. It just happened from one day to another. It was the summer of 1987, and I was waiting to start my last year of kind of like a trade school. I was studying to be a choreographer because I decided to leave school at 15 and learn to be a choreographer. My mom just suddenly announced to me that that's it, we're leaving, we're moving away from the Soviet Union. I forgot to mention I was living in the Soviet Union, which is now the part of the Soviet Union where I lived. Obviously, the country doesn't exist anymore, is now called Ukraine. on the border of Russia, and at the time it was still Soviet Union, and the only way you could get out of the country was to become a Jewish refugee, for that matter, and that's what happened to us, because I come from a Jewish family, and so we got the visa to leave. And as refugees, we were treated as the enemies of the state, because, you know, we were leaving and why we're leaving. And so it was like a big secret and a big deal. And suddenly I was in this situation that I had to leave everything that I knew that was familiar to me behind. I had to leave my family, except for my parents and my brother. I had to leave my extended family. I had to leave all my friends with the idea that I will never see them again, because we did not know then that the Berlin Wall would come down and they will reopen the borders. At the time, I thought, that's it. You know, I'm just saying goodbye forever. And that was very traumatic. And then, of course, after the immigration process was going to Vienna, Austria, then to Rome, Italy, and then whichever country accepts you, that's where refugees would go. So we ended up in Miami, Florida.
Wow.
Yes. And the adjustment for me at 17 was very hard, because, first of all, for teenagers at this age, where being part of a social circle, having friends is extremely important. Mm-hmm. And then suddenly being outside of that environment and coming into an environment where you don't know anybody, you don't speak their language. I didn't speak any English. No, none of us didn't spoke any English. And on top of it, the mindset was completely opposite. The Soviet mindset and the American mindset, I mean, the two countries were in Cold War over all these years with all this propaganda, negative propaganda going on. So I was totally lost, and I really did not know how to fit in and where to find friends. And, and naturally I got quite depressed because I had no friends and I didn't know what to do. So, but after about few weeks, I don't know how long it took me, maybe about 6 weeks or so of crying into my pillow and feeling sorry for myself, I decided that no one is going to help me unless I do. Because mm-hmm. why? Not because my family didn't care about me. They, of course they did, but they were in the same situation, even a more difficult situation, because they had my younger brother to look after, and actually our sick grandfather came with us. So they had to put themselves on their feet, and I was already 17, so not that little, not that young. So, they were expecting me to start doing things. I expected myself to do that too. So yes, I had to pull myself together, and I had to realize that if I am going to survive, I have to start taking care of myself, and I have to start looking for ways to survive. So that's what I did.
Goodness, I'm sitting here to imagine you being 17 years old, and I know that, it's kind of like you come from another country and had to do it on your own, even though you had your parents, your grandfather, your father, and your children. I just can't imagine being in another country, can't speak the English at your age. And, for me, my story of, having three children, Thomas 18, and kind of being on my own, I feel like I'm a little blessed compared to your situation, at that age, because I just can't even picture it. That would be so surreal to me that I couldn't even picture being in that situation. For you, you are a very strong woman, and it's amazing. It's absolutely amazing.
Thank you very much for saying this, Christine. I would say that comparing in this way, because I personally would not be able to imagine myself in your situation. and that's the thing, we're all given obstacles that actually make, how should I put it? Let me put it this way. We're never given an obstacle that we don't have the tools to overcome. And everybody have, every soul have their own lessons to learn, their own obstacles to overcome in order to learn those specific lessons. So whatever somebody is going through, number one thing to remember is, first of all, do not compare yourself to others, because it can always be worse. It can always be better. But whatever you're going through is exactly what you need to be going through in order to prepare yourself for something in the future. The reason why is not even that important. But if you're going through this, it's because there is a reason for it. And the second thing to remember is that whatever you're going through, no matter how extremely difficult it might feel at certain moment or unbearable in certain moments, you have what it takes to overcome it. Always. We're never given obstacles we cannot overcome. The bigger the obstacles, the stronger the person.
Absolutely. And that is one thing I always said, obstacles is a learning lesson for you. If you can think that you're going through this now and you're sitting and like, okay, why am I going through this? Why is this happening to me? And then down the road, you're going through something else. That was a lesson, kind of like a book. You've got to start from chapter one to understand chapter 10. Mm-hmm. And that's the lesson that you're learning, because God has given that to you to learn from, to get from point one to point 10. And to, you know, obstacles, like you said, or learning lessons. And for me also, failures is a lesson. I always say, I never think of failure as something negative. I always think of it as a learning lesson.
Yes, totally. Mm-hmm. And it's interesting. You gave an example of the book. Can you imagine picking up a book or going to a movie that storyline is basically everything is wonderful? You know, it's just a little bit boring. Mm-hmm. I think we all consciously or subconsciously, mostly subconsciously, create obstacles in situation for ourselves because it is human nature to want to overcome and triumph. Just like your show is Women Who Triumph, it's all about that. It's how you take an obstacle and find a way to become a better person at the end.
Yeah, absolutely. I totally agree with that. And I've never really looked at it as a storybook, but now I'm going to start looking at it a little differently. Like, because I've told people, you know, when you're writing in a journal, like today, you know, our script is not fully written out. So we get to make that story. And like tomorrow when we wake up, the whole pages of that storybook is empty. What are you going to do with that?
Perfect.
Yes. So if you had a message to give to a young girl at your age when you came over to America, what would that message be?
Well, you know, I didn't mention I actually have two daughters. One is now 19, one is 15. I also have a son, but we're talking about girls now. One of the biggest values that I trying to do my best to instill in them is to be who they are, to is the confidence. Because when a girl is confident, when a girl understands her worth and her value, she would not put herself or there are a lot less chances, I should say, yes, where she would put herself in a situation that would be potentially harmful or dangerous. Because if they value themselves, they value their body. So they're not going to put anything in their body that would be harmful or dangerous. They would not hang out with people that would, put them down or disrespect them because they respect themselves. So, you know, you got to work on yourself, and rather than trying to fit into the crowd, which I understand at this age, there is it's a natural thing to want to do. But let them follow you. You know, be who you are, because that's mm-hmm. where the real beauty lies. People are attracted to somebody who's not trying to fit in, but who's comfortable in their own skin and are not afraid to be, you know, that person.
Wow, you're so right. And see, that's what I speak on. I speak on women using their voice. And I said, God gave us a voice. We get to use that. And to change not just who we are, but who others are around us. We can even change the world with our voice. So we need to use that more. And know that you're worthy. And when you know that you're worthy, you can stand in front of a room on stage with confidence and just use that voice and just know exactly who you are. I love that. I love a confident woman that knows that she's worthy. So now you describe yourself as nurturing. Tell me a little bit about how you describe yourself of being nurturing and why.
We understanding our strength actually is a lot more important than trying to fix our weaknesses. Because our weaknesses, our imperfections, and so many women and even young girls are trying to eliminate their imperfections. But really, that's what makes us unique. That's what makes us who you are. And as long as you're comfortable with that, then everybody else are going to be comfortable. I'm diverting a little bit. I'm sorry. So the nurturing part of me, I'm very motherly, you know, like some women are like that. They're just like kind of motherly, nurturing. I love mm-hmm. animals. I love children. I was always surrounded by children. I was the oldest sibling, the oldest cousin. I always worked with children. My background is in teaching. I taught dance for 10 years or over 10 years to little kids, like 4 to 6 year olds. So, mm-hmm. I just have that thing about me.
Children.
Yeah, I like
Wait till you have grandchildren. It's all over.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they are the most beautiful thing. I have actually five, four boys and one girl. And so my family is all boys right now. My kid, I have two boys and one girl. And then I was only the girl. I have two brothers. And now I have four grandsons and one granddaughter. So we're all, it's just a house full of boys. Wow. But guess who still rules the house? The girls. That's okay.
Well, you know what? The girls are naturally, by nature, and I've been researching a lot about female energy and the male energy. The female energy is extremely powerful if you learn how to use it. If we don't try to be like men or like boys, if we learn to really harness this power of female energy, it's absolutely incredible. And men, they sense it. That's why so many men in so many countries, they put women down, they suppress them, they put them in all kinds of environment that where they cannot express that power, because men are scared of women power. Oh, women are very powerful.
Oh, yes.
By nature.
Oh, yes. All right, Masha, we are going to take a quick commercial break. But when we return, I want you to share with the listeners of your company, Inboard Genius Group Corporation, how they can contact you. And we're going to do a few fun facts that the listeners can actually learn about you.
Sounds good.
Whether you're at the end of your rope or feel trapped in a situation that is holding you back, I'm here to help you fix and rise above. You're not alone. Hi, I'm Christine Kozachuk, and I've been exactly where you are. I went from a life of poverty and abuse to success in business and life. Through my own self-discovery, I learned that the key to overcoming tough obstacles is to start with yourself. What is it that's holding you back from your true magnificence? What thoughts are swirling around your head that cause doubt and prevent you from moving forward? Let me join you in your journey to discover your truth and find solutions to help you live the life you deserve. Visit my website, fixandrise.com, and let's do this together.
Champions, we are leaders of our world. We will never, never stop. We stand to the fight till it's over. We are winners, we are no losers. Women who triumph can never give it up. Women who triumph will rise up when they fall. Women who triumph will overcome it all.
Welcome back to Women Who Triumph. We have been talking to Masha Malka. Masha, tell us a little bit about your business, Inborn Genius Group Corporation, and exactly what you do with your company and how you came about the name Inborn Genius Group Corporation.
Well, basically, my company is the information business. So I share my knowledge in writing and speaking. I'm a public speaker and I'm a writer. My latest book is called The 1 Minute Coach to Mastering Your Emotions. And The 1 Minute Coach is my trademark. And it's the umbrella under which I write a series of books. So the latest one is on mastering emotions, which is an extremely important topic in my opinion, because if we know how to master our emotions, how to be the master rather than a slave to our emotions, and everything else in our life kind of falls into place. We make better quality decisions. Our relationships thrive. We also become much more confident and self-assured because we're not scared that we're just going to lose it, you know, from one moment to the next. So it's a very important topic. And if you go to my website, which is mashamalka.com, so my first and last name, mashamalka.com, you will see right there on the homepage, there is a free gift that you can download, an ebook, which is a compilation of chapters from this book, The 1 Minute Coach to Mastering Emotions. Just from that ebook, you will already pick up a lot of very important nuggets of information. And the way I write my book, because I believe that there's too much information out there, people get overwhelmed with it. Information these days is not power as much as the actions that people should take based on the information. So the way my book is structured, it has short 1-minute chapters, and then followed by specific action steps you can take based on this little bit of information. And I have images for each chapter just to kind of tie it in all together. Because you know how kids' books, they're so wonderful because they have all these great images. I figured why not, you know, do it for adults as well. And plus it works with the whole brain learning, where the right side of the brain loves to learn through images. So that's also you know, why I put it there.
Yeah, so, I love that. Yeah, yes. It's with the graphics and things like that, it's informational for us also to look and see the graphics of what is in telling with what is actually you're telling.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So basically, again, if you go to my website, marshamalka.com, okay, you download the free ebook. I do not bombard you with emails. So, you know,
okay,
you're scared. I'm not doing, you just get the ebook. If you like the ebook, you can go to Amazon and get the actual book or the Kindle version. And I think it's a very important book for anybody, especially women, because we're like emotional beings, you know. We're like,
yes,
driven by emotions.
I'm going to download that book here in a little bit. I'm very interested in learning more about that. Masha, what we're going to do is, I love fun facts. I love to learn fun, not just the business part of you, but I like to learn kind of the personal fun facts about you also. Okay. And so I'm just going to ask you just a few questions. Okay. So what makes you cranky?
What makes me cranky? the number one is not getting enough sleep. You know, some people function on, I don't know, 4, 5, or even 6 hours. That's not me. You know, if I don't get my sleep, I'm very cranky.
Oh, I'm your soul sister then. I have to at least have, you know, over 8 hours of sleep. I'm good.
Yes. That's it. Then I'm a happy bunny. Also, I don't like being hungry for a long time. So I eat kind of all the time, a little bit, but I kind of nibble on things. So if I'm hungry, if I haven't eaten for a while, I'm very cranky.
I have to laugh because my husband tells me the same thing. He said, "You're just like a bear when you're not fed." I was like,
yes, that's
me. I graze all day just for that fact. I can't. Yes.
You know, when I meet somebody new, you know, I said, you know, because I'm actually, like when I meet somebody and let's say I haven't eaten for a while, I said, "You don't know me, but I'm warning you, I haven't eaten for a while. So I'm a little bit cranky. Don't pay attention to this, you know."
That is too funny. What is the best, the second one, what is the best advice that you've ever received?
The best advice I received actually came through an audio program by Brian Tracy. Achieve Your Ultimate Success was the name. And that is where I learned that I am responsible for my life. I mean, now we hear it everywhere and I think it's a common knowledge. But for me, it was revolutionary at the time. I am responsible for everything that happens in my life. It's not that, you know, because this person did this or the circumstances did that. I create everything. I attract everything. I manifest it through my, you know, intentions or my thoughts or my beliefs. You know, everything that I experience is my own creation. And that, like, really changed my life.
I love that. Okay, last question before we go is, let's see, what is your worst habit?
Okay, that's the first thing that comes to mind. I think my worst habit, which I'm working on to eliminate, is taking things personally too much. Mm-hmm. You know, I think that really kind of it really interferes with the quality of my personal life, because most of the time people behave a certain way because they have some kind of issue. So they had a bad day or somebody yelled at them, then they come and take it out on you. And if you don't take it personal, then, you know, fine, you're like a happy bunny. But if you start taking things personally, then it just escalates into all kinds of more problems. So that's not a good habit to have.
Yeah, that's very true. Well, Masha, I want to thank you so much for sharing your story with the listeners. And I'm so glad that you were able to, you know, support, you know, women today and globally. So I love your mission on what you're doing and why you're doing it. So, you know, continue on. And I'm sure that we will have some business collaboration soon together, because it's like we're on the same path. Right. Yeah. Everything. But one last time before we hang up, just let the listeners know how they can get in contact with you.
I would say, I guess the easiest way is through my website, because there is a contact page there. You can also find me on Facebook and LinkedIn, Masha Malka. Everywhere is just one word, Masha Malka, and you will find me there. And you can send me a message from there. I'll be very happy to hear from you.
Okay, I love that. All right, thank you so much. And Masha will air in 2019, in January 2019. So, you know, connect, and we're ready to change the world.
Thank we you. Are overcomers. We are future champions. We are leaders of our world. We will never, never stop. We stand through the fight till it's over. Yeah.